Yud Tes Adorishon, Sunday the 24th of February, Dayan Yom Tov Sangha. A borrowed Megillah that was destroyed in a fire, who is Chayav? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Shtimler, Lichvod Simchas and Nesuim of Eli Shtimler and Liora Holzer. Mazel Tov.
This year, Purim is on Thursday, and in Eretz Yisrael we call it Thursday and Friday, because in Yerushalayim, Shushan Purim is Mamash Purim. Ma'aseh Shehoyo, a few years ago, when the same thing happened, and the Mishpocha from Bnei Brak, like many go, to Yerushalayim, to their parents, for Shushan Purim. They stay with Shushan Purim, and they stay with Shabbos, they make a long weekend, but they stay for Purim. The Maisa, the Mishpocha, went on Thursday evening, which is Moitzoy Purim in Bnei Brak. Yeah. And when they arrive in Yerushalayim on Thursday evening, after they finish the Suda in Bnei Brak, yeah, they have a Chiyuv Gomor to line the Megillah. Again. Because they become again, wow, because they have become Bnei Yerushalayim, according to the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore they have to line the Megillah on Thursday night, and on Friday morning, and Sudas Purim, and Shlach Mones, Matonos Levyonim, all the dinim.
They're staying the whole day.
Just because they came in the evening and staying after Hamodah Shachar. If they would go back the same evening, garnished. They're staying over till after Hamodah Shachar. If they go back the same evening, there's potter.
And the morning as well?
Yeah, everything. Lamaisa, this Mishpocha, though, they finished the Suda in Bnei Brak whenever they finished it, and went. When they arrived in Yerushalayim, all the shuls have long finished Ma'ariv and finished lining the Megillah. So this Mishpocha, let's call him Reuven, decided, I need to line the Megillah when I get to Yerushalayim. I can't go to shul because there's no Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Megillah there. So he asked his neighbor Shimon, can you lend me your Megillah? It's finished Purim in Bnei Brak. You need it in Mitzvah Hashem, Ibrayo. Can you lend me your Megillah? And in Mitzvah Hashem, I'll come back after Shabbos, I'll give you back the Megillah. If a person came in Kaya Mitzvah, he took the Megillah and he went to Yerushalayim. He lined the Megillah Thursday night for the Mishpocha. Friday morning, he also lined for the Mishpocha, but basically he himself could go to Shul. But Leil Shabbos, the Mitzvah was in Onsdorf, Leil Shabbos, Leolenu, there was a fire in the building where he stayed. The fire brigade came, they extinguished the fire, there was an electrical cut. They extinguished it, but the amount of water which they poured into this flat ruined the Megillah completely. The Megillah which he'd borrowed was completely ruined. Oynes gomo, oynes gomo. He came back to Bnei Brak. What he could bring back from Megillah was wasn't legible. Never mind about Shivrei Kelim wasn't. So he told the Bailim, "Look, I'm sorry, but Ma'ase Shoyei Kachoyo." Says the Bailim, listen, this Megillah cost me so and so much. Right. You are a Shoyel. We know there are four Shoyim. There's a Shoyim Chinom, yes, who's Potter for Afele Geneva Aveda. A Shoyim Socha is Chayav Geneva Aveda. And a Shoyel is Chayav on Oinsim. I admit that it was an Oinus, but you're Chayav to pay for Oinsim. There's no reason why you shouldn't pay. A Shoyim Chinom is not a Shoyel. A Shoyim Achinam is not a Shoyim. A Shoyim Achinam, I'm doing you a favor. A Shoyim, you're doing me a favor. A Shoyim, I'm receiving it to look after your object free of charge. A Shoyim, the reason why the Shoyim is Chayev is because Kol Hanoah Shaloi. He has the total benefit. Therefore, he's got to pay even for Oynes. If he makes a Tanai, I don't want to accept responsibility for Oynes, then you can make a Tanai. But Kolzman, he didn't make a Tanai, he's Chayev for Oynesim, a Gemara, a Mishnah, a Shulchan Aruch, no arguments. Abba Reuven did his homework before he came back to Bnei Brak. What did he come back? He came back and he says to the Mashil, to Shimon, who lent him the Megillah, I sympathize with you, but I want to tell you there is a Sma. In Hilche Shoyel, the Sma brings a Droshes Horan. Horan. What does the Ran say? Chiddush. If I borrow the Sefer and something happened to it, the Oynes and Potter. Again. If I borrow a sefer, I'm a shoyel, something happens to it for oynas, I'm potter, even though a shoyel is chayev on all oynsim. Why? So the Rana Chiddush goes, what's the reason why a shoyel is chayev? Somebody asked before, Hashem Echinom. Sure, Hashem Echinom is not chayev for oynsim, because Lamaisa, I'm doing you a favor. Hashem Esochor is chayev for more, he's also chayev for Geneva Vaveda, because I'm getting paid for it. A shoyel, so the Gemara call Hanoa Shaloi. A shoyel, the whole total benefit is of the person who bought it. So therefore, it's chayev also for oinsim. Zokderan, if I lent you a sefer, you are a shoyel, but it's not kol ano shaloi. I am a kaima mitzvah. So I also have benefit from this. And if I'm a kaima mitzvah, by you it's not kol ano shaloi, you're potter for oinsim. A chiddush from the Ran. I'm a kaima mitzvah. I'm lending you a sefer. Any sefer.
Why
can't
you
get any chavitz? Pardon? You say that from Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed bring the kasha. Who else? You want to be a polisher? The Imre Yoisha, the Meir Arik, also has a kasha. He asks, any object which you lend, you also mekayem a mitzvah. Why dafke a sefer? What's the difference? If the Ran explains, what's the p'tur of a shoyel who is chayev ba'onsin by a sefer that he's not chayev for oinsin? Avad is chayev shia at Leraveda. But for oinsin, he's potter because it's not kol alo shaloi. Frek nevazoi, the alach oinim. It should be if so. The same svara should go by any object which I lend. I'm a kaira mitzvah. If I lend you something, I'm a kaira mitzvah. Gemilas chesed. And she will get back to this later on.
Are you saying anything to mitzvah on your sefer?
Is Heinrich, if I lend you my car, I'm a kind of mitzvah or not? Is it finished Navera? I'm doing chesed. So it's not kol ano shaloi. I'm also gaining. If the Ran says the reason why the person who lent it safer to this other person cannot come to say Heinrich, but you've been shoyel. Why? Because it's not kol ano shaloi of the shoyel. Because I, the mashil, I'm also gaining by being a kind of mitzvah of lending you a safer. So if there's any object which I lend to you, I'm also a kind of mitzvah of chesed.
So there's no such thing as a
shoyel. It was a pshat. So we have to see to it. The Ran is a Ran. The shoyel, the sma brings down the Ran la halocha. The sma brings down the Ran la halocha. The maisa, the ktsois hachoyshem, says, I've got another reason to say that the shoyel of a sefer, you know, not Megillah. We'll come back to Megillah soon. Why a person who borrows a sefer is potter. I borrowed a sefer, what to do what? To learn. Mitzvah lav lehonos nitnu. What's the reason why a person is chayiv, a shoyel is chayiv anoin sin? Kol hano'o shaloi. He says, mitzvah lav lehonos nitnu, we paskin. So it's not considered hano'o. Says the Ketzer Zachoshin, how can it be chayiv anoin sin? And that's what he says. He says a person it's not considered a hanor. It's true that the Shulchan Aruch says that if I am madir hanor, that so and so mustn't have benefit from me, he can't learn from my sefer. If we say that by having and learning from a sefer is not considered hanor because mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu, is it says the Ketzeis HaChoshen, it's not the same. Why? He says, because people don't lend Sforim Stamazoi, because they get ruined. And normally I would have hired out the sefer that was in those times. And if so, a person who learns from it free of charge is gaining the price which he might have had to pay. But nevertheless, the Gabe, this Indian of Shaila, he says, the Seisnish Ken Hanor, and therefore Mitzvah Lav Lahonis Nitnu is a reason to say that the shoyel is potter from oinsim. That's what the Ketzois wants to say. Come to Nesivus. And the Nesivus says, I don't understand. I've got three reasons why it's not right. What's this got to do with mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu? First of all, Talmud Torah is nitten lehonos v'men. Och and vey. I mean, I hope that people are enjoying this shiur. Talmud Torah nitten lehonos v'men. You know the famous words of the Igle Tal. La Hagdoma, the Igle Tal says, what's it pshat? Mitoich sheloi lishma, bo lishma. Mitoich sheloi lishma. So he says, sometimes a person learns, listen, I'm supposed to go to a daf yomish every day because otherwise I wouldn't be considered one of the tzibur. I'm supposed to come to the Torah away every morning. Yeah, I do it, but sometimes when one's learning, one suddenly gets a zagishmak, he loses himself completely. You suddenly hear somebody shouting, mamish, talking, learning, mamish, he loses himself. When he's losing himself, and he's in such a simcha, that is the lishmo. That mitoyach shel lishmo could be the reason why he starts learning. But when he's actually learning, and he's so indelved in it, that he's mamish, besimcha, that is the lishmo. That is the lishmo. Says the Nesivis, what? To have an off from learning Torah is a chisoron? Adonabe, Torah is a hinit aminene. So how on earth can one say that since Lamai Sebor the Sefer says the Ktsois, Mitzvah Slav Lahonis, then to never is potter? And furthermore, so he says that if I learn from your Sefer, I can benefit because now I can teach other people, so I'm going to earn money from it. I'm going to earn money from it. And furthermore, if a person borrows a Sefer, there are instances where I can even rent out the Sefer to somebody else. Even though in a Shoel Roshoel HaHashil, but there are instances where I can rent it out, so I can gain from it. So how can you say, how can the Ketzoi say there's no Hanor?
No, he doesn't need to look for a Sefer later or to go buy
them. Yeah, the question is, what's the is that you have to come back, that's Hanor, but the thing is, but you come back to the fact that you're going to learn, that you want to learn.
He's got a chiv to give a Torah. Now he's got the Sefer, so he can pass himself with it because of the Sefer, so he can pass himself with it. He has a benefit.
What's his benefit? The question is, this benefit considered Hanoah monetary, or is it Hanoah of Mitzvah Stamot Torah? If we pass in the Mitzvah Slav Lahonis Nitnu, that was a Shaila.
You don't take money for teaching, only for Bittul
Slam. That's what you're supposed to be, yeah. Lishmer Alei Elodim, the Gemara Nador Lamazayin, yeah. Lemaise, I heard once from a Rabbi Agon, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shliter, he once says, about all these reasons on which the Ran, and which the Ktsois, and which the Nesivis all speak about with regards to borrowing a Sefer, is not applicable to a Megillah. Why? He says, first of all, by a Megillah, if you learn the Sefer, he says, you can't pattern Talmud Torah. Is one supposed to have an off on it? But by Megillah, there's no inyan to have Hanoah from Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says, what happens? Interesting is a halacha. If Reuven asked Shimon, you're not allowed to have an off on me. Mudr Hanoah. And Reuven is the Balkoira in Shul. Shimon is Yoitze Kriyas HaMegillah or not? Shimon is allowed to be Yoitze Megillah or not? Is a mefurish halach in Hilchas Megillah. They started today already Hilchas Arba Parshias, but nevertheless in Hilchas Megillah, mefurish halach, mishumuder ano memenu yotzo. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because this is not considered ano, because mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. Mefurish and Kriyas HaMegillah is different to Talmud Torah. That's the first thing. Second of all, that you can teach other people b'schar because I've got this sefer, maybe with a sefer, a Megillah, if the husband can't really line, then he's not. He has to be able to teach person. You have to be able to line. It's not necessarily he knows how to line properly. He can be mostly his wife, but and more so, it's not normal today to rent out a Megillah. Maybe a sefer, but a Megillah, it's not today done that normally a person rents it out. And furthermore, the Machne Ephraim says that the person who borrows a shofar is potter from Oinzin because Mitzvah Slav Lahonis Nitnu. A shofar. He didn't gain anything. He doesn't rent out a shofar. Also, a Megillah isn't made for renting. So therefore, that's not a reason to say that if Lamaise, he's got a Megillah, so he's benefiting the Taina which they wanted to say. Because Lamaise, a person from Megillah, Taka does not have Hanor from the Megillah itself. He doesn't have a Hanor from the Megillah itself. There's an interesting Gobbe Kash which the Machne Ephraim brings. There's a Chuvas Horashbo. And the Rashbo brings a case like this. Reuven lent money to Shimon. He says, Shimon, I don't know if you can pay me back. I want a Mashkin. You got a Mashkin. After he got a Mashkin, what did he get in the Mashkin? He got a Sefer. He gave him a Sefer as a Mashkin. He got a Sefer as a Mashkin. Afterwards, an oynus happened to the Sefer. Does he have to pay for oynsim or not? Says the Rashbo, no, he doesn't have to. Why? Because it's not kol anor shaloi, because the loiver who borrowed money, who gave me the Mashkin, he benefited from it as well, because he got a loan. Says the Machne Ephraim, that's only because here he actually got something. He got a loan. Had it not been because of the loan, If I got the sefer from you, then Enoch and Abraham would put it from Oinsim. I would be high for Oinsim. Not like the Ran says. And the Imre Bina brings this other Rishonim who also say the same thing. The Maram Rotenburg and the Ravan. So really we have a Machloikas HaRishonim. Whether we take on borrowing a sefer is considered that Kol Anor Shaloi or not Kol Anor Shaloi, whether I am high or potter. It's a Machloikas. And the Megillah is more of a reason to say that Lamaisa, he doesn't. The Hanoi is totally of the Shoyl. So to go and say that he's potter because of the Ran, is it similar to a Sefer? Maybe it's not similar to a Sefer. If it's not similar to a Sefer, you can't compare it. Meider Gisa, if you say that there is a Ran, so Lamaisa, B'shas Maisa, the person was told you can't ask all the money because the Shoyl can say Kimli, I hold like this is a Ran. So they made a pshara. It's very painful, but nevertheless, the shoyl was completely innocent. He had nothing. He wasn't to blame. But nevertheless, they made a pshara. That's bekitzer nimrotz. How the thing with regards to borrowing, borrowing an item where we say this, I lent you a car. I lent you this. Say also the shoyl should be potter. The ma'isa, the Imre Yosher, the Meir Arik brings a moiradik upon him yofes, the balafloa. The Balaflo in Parshas Mishpotim says, the Pasuk says, Im kesef talve es ami. Im kesef talve. The chiyuv to lend is to lend money. Im kesef talve. That's the Pasuk. Because the malve doesn't lose from it. He's going to get the money back. But if he lends something else, not money, and this object can be damaged, the Torah can't be mechayiv you to lend it out. That is not included in Im Kesef Talve. More so, if I lend you money, I can always ask you, if I'm not sure you're going to pay back, I have no chiyuv to lend you the money. No chiyuv to lend it to you. Elim Kain, if I'm sure I'm going to, I get a mashkin from you. So the Imre Yoisha is, the Rameh Arik is Mechiyach, by lending money, there's a chiyuv midoraisa to lend the money, because the Malve has no loss from it. That all the chayis is on the loive. Whereas if he lends him not money, he lends him an item, that is chesed, it's a mitzvah of chesed, but it's not the chiyuv of chesed. It's not the same thing of im kesef talve. And therefore he says, if the Torah is not mechayev, you can't go and say it's the same ptur as by lending a sefer. The Ran says about lending sforim is because lemaise by sforim there is an inyan dafke to lend sforim, even without schar, because the Gemara says in Ksubas, to lend money, to lend Sforim out to other people, they should learn. But some other items, since the Maisa, there's no Chiev, Stoker, to lend items out, he's therefore, you might say, he's not Mekai Mitzvah, Lamayin of Kamina. There was a Taina, if Ha'oisik Mamitzvah, Potem in Amitzvah. So a person lends an item, he becomes Potter, Miputu the Rav Yosef. He's Potter from giving Stoker at that point. So he gains something from it. But it's only if he's Mekayim Mitzvah Chiyuvis. If he's not Mekayim Mitzvah Chiyuvis, maybe he's not Chayiv. So Al Kuponim, they for why there's no Ptur of Oinsim, a person who borrows a Sefer, borrows an item. But by a Sefer, that's the Machloikas, and we said you have to make a Pshara. If we're talking about Sforim, I must say an interesting Shaila, which happened recently in Bnei Brak, an interesting Shaila. Somebody got a big Yerusha from his father, and he decided he's going to write a Sefer Torah, Mehuda, $40,000, Le'ilu Nishmose. Minig Yisrael. But he went to be Shoyal Eitzah. Why? In the shul where he davens, they've got 10 Sefer Torahs there. 10 Sefer Torahs. Yeah, the minig is, a new Sefer Torah comes in, they're lying from the Sefer Torah. But for the first year. But afterwards, it's not used the whole time. They said in this shul, but we need a lot of Sforim. We need Eitzah Sforim. Instead of putting the money into Sefer Torah, maybe pay Oitzah Sforim. Maybe it's more. So he says, but I want to be Mekai in the mitzvah of the Ato Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Azois. The tour says, Mitzvahs Asei Al Kol Odom Yisrael Sheyichtev Loi Sefer Torah. Umeoid Tzorich Lachzer Olam. Umeoid. But the tour says, "Vekosa v'adoyni ovi horosh zal, shezeloynemar elo ledoyrois horishoynim." This is not applicable in the previous doyres. Shehayu koisvin sefer Torah veloimdim bo, and they learned from the sefer Torah. Avol ha'idna says that to the Rosh in our day and age. Shekoisvin sefer Torah umeinichem oisay bebeisak neses, and you put it in the shul. Likres behem berabim, that you line from it berabim once a week, twice a week. Mitzvah saseh al kol Yisrael asher yodem aseges, a person who can. Lichtoiv chumoshe ha-Torah u-mishne u-gemore u-peirusheyem, all the meforshim, all the svarim. Why? Lehegoiz behen hu ubono, to learn from them. You learn more from the svarim than you learn from the sefer Torah. Ki mitzvahs ksives et ha-Torah, what's the reason for this mitzvah? Kidei lilmoid bo dechsiv velamdo es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem, in order to learn. Va'aledei ha-gemore u-peirusho yeida pirush ha-mitzvahs v'adinim al-buryom. He'll know the mitzvahs, he has to learn, have svarim. Lochein heinein asvorim she'odo metzuve lechoyisvom. Says the Rosh, this is the mitzvah of person's got a chiyuv. V'gam shelo lemoichom, you shouldn't sell them. Im elem kei lima toiro li se'ish, like a sefer Torah, you can't sell stam azay. So the Tur brings down this opinion, and the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'ho'idna, and today, says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lichtev, chumoshe toiro, mishne gemara berushev, like the Rosh says. There's a big machloikas, does that mean there's no mitzvah lichtev sefer Torah? Can you erase the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? It's a machloikas. A machloikas is if this is in addition to a Sefer Torah, and this is the same value of a Sefer Torah, because of the ma'isa, you are mekayim a mitzvah of learning from this svarim more than you would learn from a Sefer Torah, or on the contrary, no. There is a mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah. Besides that, by svarim. A machloikas achorinim, how to learn. But whatever it is, the zikha echiv to write svarim in order to be able to learn from it. At kedei kach, we know you can't sell the Sefer Torah only lisa isha, the Talmud Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shein primigodim, is one allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy a shas, to buy the Rishonim? Why? I learn from them more than I learn from the Sefer Torah. So if you can sell, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you can sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah, maybe you should be able to sell a Sefer Torah to buy the Sforim. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Godim Tzorch here. Maybe you can. The Chasam Sofer in Shuva says, Ein lecha mitzvah rabo milahamti Sforim leloim de Torah. Bring Sforim for people who can learn. Ve'oise tzedoka b'choleis, and with this you mekayim a mitzvah every single second, like the Gemara says in Ksubas. Hakoise ve'koine Sforim u'mashin on l'achirim, if you buy Sforim and lend to the people, so basically, there's a gewaltige mitzvah, even if not to write Sefer Torah, even to buy other svarim and to lend them out.
You said in the earlier case the svarim is potor.
Machloikas.
It's a bidei shemayim. It's menschlichkeit.
Menschlichkeit is something else. The question is what Bezdin can paskin. Bezdin can't paskin your chayiv in a shemayim. Bezdin can say your chayiv in a odom.
But add to it.
I have to add. That we'll send to Mr. Kaufman. He should give him a Muslim rosha what he's supposed to be noyek. But I want to add and finish off with a moiradik chaya odom. I looked now, I wanted to read it inside, but I couldn't find one here. But there's a chaya odom. In Hilchas Sefer Torah, Klal Lamed Aleph. The chaya odom in Hilchas Sefer Torah says, with regards to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, he brings this, what we spoke about. There's a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah to write Sforim, and today we learn from Sforim. Says the Chai Odom, V'nirali, Chobachidish, V'nirali, the Haspokas Loim Dei Torah, Koidem L'Ksiva Sefer Torah. To support those who learn Torah is a bigger mitzvah than writing a Sefer Torah. Till now we talked about, instead of writing a Sefer Torah, buying Sforim. Yes. He's not talking about buying anything. We're talking now about Haspokas Loim Dei Torah, to support those who learn. Udeloike ha-hamoin, not like all those who think, Shechoyishvim, Shekseve Sefer Torah mitzvah, She'in lemalo emeno. There's no greater mitzvah. Not right. Ubozel levad koinim oylam haba, says the Chayadim, and they think with that the koinim oylam haba. Ve'einom noistim la'aspokas lem de Torah klal. And they don't give to people who learn. Again, a person who writes a Sefer Torah, and he also gives for people who are learning, had a rabbi. But the person who says, I've got to give all my money for Ksefer Sefer Torah, Zogt is not. Veheim b'choyshech yelchu. Samor edik aloshin. Umikol shikain. I'm not finished yet, it's a chayodom. Umikol shikain. Shemefazrim b'shas nesina Sefer Torah lebeisek neses, when they give. They want to have a achnos Sefer Torah, v'sudes, v'riboy neirois, v'etzois merubes. What's all this? This is kavod haTorah. Avada. But it's at the expense of what? Of supporting loim de Torah. Says the Chaya Odom, v'ilu yishmu ledivrei chachomim, if they listen to Chazal, bevada yoyset toiv lefazer la'aniyim loimdim. To support people who are learning Torah, who are aniyim, that's more a bigger mitzvah. The svara is a posh the svara. Why? Because the Maaseh, if we say moichin sefer Torah, lilma Torah, if a person can't learn without selling a sefer Torah, so similarly, if a person wants to mekayim a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, he's mekayim with this. But afterwards, I thought there's even more than that. We say every day Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is 1 minute of Talmud Torah keneged kulam, without any cheshbonos. 1 minute of Talmud Torah. I learned 2 minutes. We can't imagine, we can't fathom the value of Talmud Torah. If a person is sitting and learning and I become his zvulun, then automatically I am a shutef, a complete shutef in his learning. A complete shutef in his learning. So much shows the Gewaldige Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that what happens if I support somebody to learn? I pay him to learn, I mean, I support him. He's supposed to be learning 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. What's the difference? What? The mice, unfortunately, something mechapta yitzahore. He schmoozed for half an hour during the day. Schmoozed for half an hour. Says the Chasam Sofer, I am zvulun. I paid for 12 hours, and I will get 12 hours of schar. Normally, we say in a business project, the two partners get 50% of the profits. Zok the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, they get 50%, but if I have done all my part, the Zvulun has done all his part, then Lamaisa, if the Yisachar does or doesn't learn completely, the Zvulun will get his 100%. Ke'ilu yena hot gelernt. Ke'ilu it's been Talmud Torah. Lamaisa, 1 minute of Talmud Torah, EF Shalashai. So you're talking now about Lahasbik, Elohim de Torah, selling a Sefer Torah, or not selling, we're going to go to Shaila, we're going to buy Sforim, but a question of writing a Sefer Torah or not. And the son of Chayodim, he says, I'm not saying don't write a Sefer Torah, but at the same time, one should also be support Elohim de Torah, because if one supports Elohim de Torah, every minute of Talmud Torah, he's got a chelik in the shutfas. Pardon? That's a Shaila which they asked. Somebody? You're not a ganef.
Why is he?
Yeah. The question is, if he's being paid for that, he's not being paid for learning. He's being supported in order to be able to learn. There's two nakudas. I'm paying you for the learning, or I'm supporting you that you should be able to learn. There's two nakudas. But Lamai said it's two. There is a machloikas. Others argue in the Chasam Sofer, but it's not only. There's a whole raid. The Rabbi Chidor also holds like Chasam Sofer. The Chofetz Chaim Halt Nishta say. But Lamai said. The schar, Chasam Sofer says, is, if I've done all my part, I will get complete schar for what is done. But the Nochanam, one doesn't have to be trivea as ganef. If he doesn't learn properly, I mean, he's a normal person, but if he doesn't learn properly, then Vada Gavis is a bit in Mechila. Nishposhet. But nevertheless, Lamaisa of a Soif Bosso, we should know. To borrow a Sofer, a machloikas, whether it's chayv or insin or not, even if it's a shoyim. A Megillah, there's more reason to say that it's not similar to a sefer and he should have to pay. But there is a machloikas and one has to make a pshara. But if one goes to Mr. Kaufman, Zolazan Gazon, he will already instruct him that midam bein odom lechaveiroi, one should lechol apochas. Yeah, it's all very nice when the whole problem is only $300-$400. When we're talking about a lot more, then it's nishna zeh poshet. But I agree to you. Ben odom lechaveres, yeah. And furthermore, we're talking about ksivas sefer Torah, ksivas sforim, with all the mitzvah, but nevertheless, if one supports somebody who is mamish by Emerson learning, the schar of Talmud Torah every single minute is godel, EF shalashar, one cannot farmi. So, dem ich dir helfen. Shikolon und Niske, Lilmoy, Talmatoyra, der Rabbi, mit Yachad, in Gesundheit.
Amen.
Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, im Erotzak und Ischbach, und Sakis ist so.